This is Max Heistein at thehealingwaterfall.com. Clearing is a new idea for most people, and new ideas often seem strange. People used to feel strange about things like proper diet, flossing, and exercise. Over time, we've learned that these things drastically improve our quality of life, and as many of us are discovering, clearing offers the same advantage. So, what is clearing, and what is it that's so important for us to clear? Simply put, we all accumulate emotional baggage throughout our lives, and it weighs us down, often without our realizing it. Most of our emotional baggage is unconscious, but dragging a weight through life, whether or not we're aware of it, takes energy. Clearing it frees up our energy and gives us renewed health and well-being. Here's how we accumulate emotional baggage, why it's a big problem, and what we can do about it. As we typically move through life, we all experience some degree of pain, fear, anger, and sadness. Typically, we don't fully let go of these hard feelings, but move them into our unconscious mind where we forget about them. The problem is, forgetting about them doesn't make them go away. These feelings are a form of energy that make up the emotional baggage we accumulate and drag forward through life. Well, as they say, life happens, so we get up in the morning and carry on. We stuff troubling feelings deep inside so we can continue. But eventually, those feelings begin to pull on us. It takes energy to contain stored emotional energy. It takes the same energy that might otherwise go toward feeling awake and alive and staying healthy. The emotional component to physical illness can be quite real. And though the original emotions may come from our distant past and be long forgotten, they're still in there, draining our vitality. If this idea of clearing emotional baggage still seems a little obscure, let me make it more real for you. While our system does its best to contain our emotional baggage in the unconscious mind, eventually it starts to leak out into our daily lives. That's when we experience things like pervasive sadness or depression, anger that seems to come out of nowhere, or anxiety, fear, and panic attacks. The stuff we've been carrying unconsciously is trying to get our attention so we can finally release it. It's not going anywhere, and it needs to be cleared. Since most of us don't realize what's going on and don't know how to clear this stuff, instead, we use alcohol, drugs, prescription medication, or unhealthy behavior patterns to mask our discomfort. That's a real problem. In fact, it's a huge problem, with something like 25% of people in the United States using medication to deal with their emotional baggage. It's an epidemic, but it doesn't have to be. We can learn to clear emotions as they come up rather than stuff them, and we can get help with the deeper clearing of stored emotional baggage from the past. As we begin to clear that old stuff, we begin to get back our energy. Negative patterns like fear, anger, and sadness start to dissipate, and often the body regains health as well. This is why it's so important to become aware of what we're holding inside and start to let it go in ways that are safe and healthy for us. That's what clearing's all about. So the next time you start to feel sad, angry, or afraid, consider where it might be coming from and get some help dealing with the root cause deep inside. I've recorded a number of guided meditations that can help you clear your energy and courses that can help you learn how to do that on your own. You can find them all at thehealingwaterfall.com. Check there to learn about my private sessions and workshops, too. Thanks for listening.